Another crash, both of them out of the way. Lanes are open, Frederick bound on 270. Still slow, though, north of Germantown to get past the latter scene. In Virginia on I-66, 395 and 95, rush hour business as usual. It's a slow rush hour on the Interloop from north of 66 across the Legion Bridge and pretty packed in on the GW Parkway through the long-term work zone as well. Our traffic center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Your forecast from Steve Rudin.
Clouds will continue to build, moving through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight with showers after midnight, all part of a cold front. This cold front will bring showers early tomorrow morning and temperatures in the upper 60s to middle 70s by afternoon. Wind gusts tomorrow 20 to 30 miles per hour, dry and sunny on Thursday near 60. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunshine right now, 72 in Bethesda, 73 in Reston, National Malls at 71.
At 4:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
a tabloid publisher testified at Donald Trump's criminal trial today about killing negative stories about the former president.
When is the Senate going to vote on aid for Ukraine? Once it passes, it would head to President Biden's desk.
We're going to get a live report from WTOP's Mitchell Miller on Capitol Hill coming up at 5:15.
With the removal of a piece of bridge, size of a
jumbo 747
means for the cleanup in Baltimore. I'm Mike Marilla.
The father of two boys that died in a Virginia house fire talks about how they're honoring his sons. I'm Valerie Bonk.
On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 264 points, NASDAQ up 245.
And the Caps play game two against the Rangers tonight, face off at 7 o'clock.
It is 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. More testimony today in Donald Trump's hush money trial, where prosecutors are trying to prove his involvement in a scheme to influence the 2016 election. CBS's Matt Piper has details.
Former tabloid publisher David Pecker told the court that he used the National Enquirer to bury negative stories about Donald Trump and attack his rivals during the 2016 presidential campaign. He said he pledged to be Trump's eyes and ears during the campaign and had even arranged to purchase a Dorman silence. Pecker said he would give Trump's lawyer a heads up on negative tips and stories so they could be quashed, a tactic he said is known as catch and kill.
Trump's lawyers also clashed with the judge today over his gag order violations and whether he should be held in contempt. Trump called it unfair.
They can talk about me, they can say whatever they want, they can lie, but I'm not allowed to say anything.
The judge still hasn't decided. President Biden hit the campaign trail today in Florida.
The president's visit to Florida comes just 1 week before the state's six-week ban on abortion takes effect. And Biden says that's all the work of former President Trump.
He says it's up to the states, and this is all about states' rights. But he's wrong. The Supreme Court was wrong. This should be a constitutional right in the federal constitution.
And the president says women will not forget this. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Senate's moving quickly now to pass a long-delayed foreign aid package to get $95 billion to Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Make no mistake, delay in providing Ukraine the weapons to defend itself has strained the prospects of defeating Russian aggression.
The bill's expected to pass late tonight or tomorrow.
And the occupation now! And
the occupation. The White House is denouncing what it calls anti-Semitic and dangerous pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses nationwide. Here in New York, dozens have been arrested at NYU, and Columbia is now offering hybrid classes for students to go viral, virtual, the rest of the semester. In Russia, another legal setback for an American journalist.
Cameras were allowed inside the Moscow courtroom before the ruling was announced. Evan Gershkovich stood smiling behind a glass partition, laughing and chatting with his attorney. The ruling, when it came, was no surprise. The judge rejected his appeal, which means the Wall Street Journal reporter will remain jailed on espionage charges till late June at least. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
And we're following the latest out of Alaska now, where state troopers are investigating a plane crash involving a Douglas DC-4 airplane near Fairbanks. It's unclear how many people were on board. That aircraft is mostly now used as freighters. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It It's 5:03 on Tuesday afternoon. It's April 23rd. We have sunshine right now. Temperatures in the region, they're holding in the low 70s. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story on WTOP this hour on this, the four-week anniversary of the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. We're learning an incremental milestone in the cleanup process will be reached this week. WTOP's Mike Morello says this development comes after a big piece of the bridge was removed last night.
It's the biggest lift of bridge wreckage yet, more than 560 tons of steel.
That 560 tons is about the weight of a jumbo 747. That's what was pulled out.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says now that the lift has happened, the fourth and biggest alternate channel, it will be 35 feet deep and 300 feet wide. It will only be open for about 4 days, then closed so it can be used to help free the Dolly container ship so it can be moved. Moore says having this deeper alternate channel is a big step forward.
This is a step on the journey, but it's not the destination. We have to and we will open the full federal channel.
The goal for doing that is the end of May. Mike Morello, WTOP News.
Well, lots of people are ready to get the Port of Baltimore reopened. It's pretty important if you do anything from putting sugar in your coffee to settling in for shows on your big screen TV or even driving to work. In a WTOP exclusive, our Kate Ryan speaks with the person who can explain why the port's operations and the collapse of the Key Bridge may continue to impact you.
Sugar, electronics, cars, they all roll off those giant containers that arrived in the Port of Baltimore until the Key Bridge collapsed last month. There are hopes that the channel, with its 50-foot depth, can reopen by the end of May. But until then, says Jonathan Daniels, the executive director of the Maryland Port Administration, we may see delays of those goods.
Now, the carriers and the shippers are moving through a very fluid supply chain. They're coming through Virginia, they're coming through New York and some of the other ports. But you also may see, because of the added transportation costs, an increase in the cost of those goods as well.
Even with the strain on the supply chain, Daniels says the effects should be temporary. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
5:05, the whole community was saddened after the recent death of two young boys in Fairfax in a house fire. Now the boy's father speaks with WTOP about how they're now remembering their sons.
We were completely powerless.
Jamie Bryce said he and his wife were at work on April 10th when they found out their house in Fairfax was on fire. Their two young sons, 3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William, were airlifted to Children's National Hospital in D.C. They died 4 days later.
Right now, we're balancing grieving, but then at the same time, we're angry.
He said it helped that some of the firefighters that responded to the fire came by the hospital to tell them an inspiring story.
They saw William protecting Zachariah, how moved they were by the whole thing.
The boys have since undergone organ donation surgery, and he said he's so grateful that their boys are able to help other children.
We're hoping to meet those families in the future.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
If you were listening to us at this time yesterday afternoon, you heard us describe black smoke that was wafting across Northern Virginia. It was from a two-alarm warehouse fire in Sterling. Well, now we have new information this afternoon about what happened. The big fire was caused, authorities say, by somebody smoking a cigarette, not properly putting it out. Damage estimated at $2.25 million. The main building is now considered a total loss. No civilians were hurt. One firefighter was looked over for some minor heat-related injuries.
4 years, Virginia has been one of only two states in the country to not require vehicle insurance. WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us, though, that's about to change.
Starting July 1st, all drivers in Virginia will have to buy and have proof of liability insurance. Since 1958, drivers in Virginia could register an uninsured vehicle by paying a fee. Right now, the fee is $500. But a new law signed last year takes effect in July. And next July, the liability minimums will be going up, which will mean rates will go up a bit too. With the Commonwealth ending this option, New Hampshire will be the only state in the country to not require car insurance. Neil Logenstein, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
A local farmer's market is moving and getting bigger. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka Golden Ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app. That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
WTOP at 508.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, we've got Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, northbound, heavy in Gaithersburg, and once again slow from Germantown through Clarksburg. Beyond 121, fire rescue units did run a medical call there. Ambulance probably briefly blocked a lane, but ahead, beyond 109, the crash was cleared, and the travel lanes north of Hyattstown open. 95 in the BW Parkway, northbound slow at times through and beyond Laurel. Southbound on 95 after 100. Earlier in the afternoon, a truck broke down. That activity might well remain along the right side of the highway there. That's southbound on 95. Route 50 between Chevrolet and the Bay Bridge. Just a little slow eastbound near the Chevrolet Metro Station and the South River at I-97. But traffic's moving well across the Severn River and across the Chesapeake Bay. Traffic on the Beltway, of course, congested. Rush hour delays are peaking at the big Beltway bridges. In Virginia, though, nothing except for that heavy rush hour traffic. Nothing blocking the way anyway on the Beltway or on I-66, 395, and I-95. Inbound traffic heavy at the 14th Street Bridge and bound to get a little heavier as the afternoon wears on. DC and Interstate 295, just volume delays leaving the Anacostia River bridges. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get our forecast. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Clouds continue to build, moving through the remainder of the evening and into the overnight. Wet weather should hold off until after midnight. This is all part of an approaching weather maker, a cold front that will bring us showers tomorrow morning. Those showers will draw to a close pretty early in the day. Skies will partially clear. Winds will kick up with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, but could see wind gusts upwards of 20 to 30 miles per hour. It's chilly on Thursday. Stay with highs around 60. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
71 at the Wharf in Southwest D.C., National Harbor at 73. We're up to 74 in Sterling and brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Over to Jeff Claybaugh.
Gourmet market and coffee shop Foxtrot, which grew from one location to almost a dozen locations in the D.C. area in just 3 years, has abruptly closed every one of its stores, both here and Chicago. In a statement, it said it was unable to find an avenue to remain in business. Tesla reported after the close, deliveries down another 9% last quarter. Tesla says full-year deliveries will be lower than last year. The Noma Farmers Market is moving and getting bigger. It'll take up all of 3rd Street Northeast between M and N when it reopens in May. It's just a few blocks from the newest D.C. Farmers Market and Union Market, which is on Sundays. The Dow finished the day up 264 points. The S&P 500 index up 60. That's 1.25%. The NASDAQ up 245 points, a 1.5% gain. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Money news brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Save on salmon at Whole Foods Market. Sustainable wild-caught tropical marinated and plain sockeye salmon fillets are 25% off with Prime through March 28th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Coming up on WTOP, we are waiting for a key vote on Ukraine aid in the Senate. Stay with us for the latest from Capitol Hill as we check in with WTOP's Mitchell Miller. It's 5:11.
Prince George's County elected officials are rallying behind David Trone for Senate. Derek Leon Davis, former councilman.
I believe David Trone always approaches this job from the perspective of doing the right thing.
Denny Tavares, delegate.
He's provided opportunities for returning citizens before it became popular. He was someone who provided health insurance for same-sex couples before it was popular. He has a proven track record.
Crystal Oriata, councilwoman.
He's someone that's honest in politics, which is rare. It is so important to have elected officials that are not afraid to go against insurance, big industry.
Not being bound by financial interests is a blessing. You can go out and fix problems.
We need somebody that can walk into different rooms and get things done.
I worked for 16 years here in Prince George's County. I'm voting for David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same. But at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope, never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No, we have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Later this hour, it's been 25 years since the movie The Blair Witch Project. It was pretty low budget at the time, and now the cast says it needs to get paid. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Operationalizing artificial intelligence is key to ensuring federal agencies can adapt to dynamic mission needs. Simple, seamless, and secure. Maximus is the trusted AI partner where customer experience, innovation, and digital transformation drive mission impact at scale. Building trust when it matters most. Learn more at Maximus.com/federal. That's Maximus.com.
Springtime in the Washington region can feel like a TV game show. Is it going to be hot, cold, cloudy, or clear? WTOP weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. The closest thing to a sure thing. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 5:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
Well, the Senate has taken a key step this afternoon that appears to clear the way for final passage of the $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke after the Senate easily overcame a filibuster.
Today, the Senate sends a unified message to the entire world. America will always defend democracy in its hour of need.
Joining us live from Capitol Hill, WTOP's Mitchell Miller. Mitch, it took a long time for the House to say yes to this package. How soon is the Senate going to take a vote?
Well, Ann, it could be a matter of just a few hours, and that's why Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is already talking as if it's a done deal. The vote to invoke cloture to limit debate was 80-19, so this is going to get passed by a big bipartisan majority. It's likely to get more Republican votes than it did when a similar package was approved back in February, only to go down in flames after former President Trump called on House Republicans to vote it down. But Schumer today thanked House Speaker Mike Johnson for his efforts to get the legislation, including the aid for Ukraine, across the finish line, even though many GOP lawmakers strongly oppose it.
And it was the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, who fought as hard as anyone for this security package, often at odds with the members of his own party. What's he saying about it?
Right, Sean. The Senate Minority Leader held a news conference on his own after the Senate broke the filibuster, something he does not often do. And he says, better late than never. He also says it's reason to celebrate. And he reiterated his argument that this foreign aid bill is actually good for the U.S. economy, not just countries overseas.
The last figure I saw was something like 38 states are benefiting from this. These are American workers producing cutting-edge equipment.
And it was clear during his news conference that McConnell has no regrets about banging the drum for aid to Ukraine for close to a year.
Mitch, how quickly could Ukraine actually get some of this military equipment?
Well, the military equipment could start flowing very quickly, and Ukraine's military badly needs it. Virginia Senator Mark Warner has said he thinks the first military items could actually get into Ukrainian hands within a week after President Biden signs the final legislation, which is expected very soon after final approval. By the way, part of this aid package will send more than $100 million to Virginia, specifically to a munitions-producing facility in Radford, Virginia, as the U.S. continues to replenish its military stockpile.
All right, Mitch, thanks much.
You bet.
That's WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller.
A quick look now at the top stories we're working on for you here at WTOP.
Tabloid publisher David Pecker was back on the stand today in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. He detailed how he offered to use the National Enquirer to have a catch-and-kill strategy to intercept negative stories about the former president.
Well, could some larger ships start moving in and out of the Port of Baltimore again? We've got the latest from the Baltimore Key Bridge disaster site.
Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead.
It is 5:18. time for traffic and weather together on the 8th. We head back to the traffic center. Dave Dildine.
Rush hour traffic peaking. Not many incidents to interfere with the flow of traffic around the region right now. It's a slow rush hour around McLean, not just on the Interloop, but also maybe along 123, certainly on the GW Parkway. Never got a chance to recover from some earlier incidents earlier in the afternoon, but there isn't much to go over right now as far as traffic disruptions go. Just a lot of heavy traffic across the region on 66, on 395, whether you're headed in or outbound. D.C. and Interstate 295, near capacity, at least in the outbound direction. In Maryland on 270, had crashes earlier in the afternoon in Gaithersburg, north of Hyattstown. Now we're just reduced to a lot of slow traffic heading northbound through Montgomery and part of Frederick County. 95, southbound traffic is slow from Arbutus, and 195 past 100. In response to the broken down tractor trailer remains, and the right lane is still blocked there. That's 95 south. Northbound to Howard County, just heavy leaving Columbia. BW Parkway, normal routine congestion between the beltways. Route 50 eastbound, brief delays inside the beltway. A little heavy near the South River, but good at the Severn River and across the Bay Bridge. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP. Or visit MADD.org. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena with us now. And Mark, looking pretty good out there. Are we going to keep this streak going?
You know, we are, and that's even with a little bit of some rain in the forecast over the next 12 to 18 hours. You'll probably notice some increasing clouds on your drive home right now. This is ahead of our next weather maker, which is approaching our area and expected to bring just a few showers to the area tonight. It's not a widespread rain event by any means. If you see any rain at all, it'll likely happen late tonight, early tomorrow morning, between around the hours of 1 to about 4 or 5 a.m. You could still see a lingering shower or two early tomorrow on your drive into work, maybe closer to 5 to about 7 a.m. After that, though, the system is out of here, and we're looking at some decreasing clouds throughout the day, turning partly cloudy and a little on the breezy side with northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with highs still in the lower 70s. The cooler air with this system doesn't arrive until about Thursday. This is when we expect temperatures to be in the low 60s with the threat for some overnight frost again Thursday night and Friday nights, with temperatures dropping into the 40s inside the beltway, but some mid-30s outside of it. Heading into the weekend, Saturday is looking cloudy, but at least dry, temperatures still in the 60s, but Sunday into next week, we'll be in the 80s, maybe even closer to 90 degrees about a week from now. This is still 7 days away, but we'll be tracking it in the days to come. But it'll be nice to get a little taste of some summer after these cool and cold mornings. So outside, a really nice day overall. 71 at this hour in Southeast, 72 in Centerville, and 71 in Rockville.
I guess, thanks, Mark. You said 90 degrees. Holy cow. Well, he's brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Well, speaking of summer, this summer will bring another significant metro disruption because of extensive renovation work. We've got details. More news on the way in 60 seconds.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
See why Comcast Business powers more small businesses than anyone else. Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Don't wait. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5/6/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply.
You're listening to WTOP News.
522.
Well, we are getting more details about part of Metro's Red Line being closed down this summer. Shuttle buses will replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. from June 1st through the end of August. The buses will run for free. Some will have limited stops to connect you directly from Silver Spring to the nation's capital. Four Red Line stations will be closed the whole time: Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. The Tacoma station will be closed for most of June. Metro maintenance is being paired with Purple Line construction in Silver Spring this summer.
Well, it's been a NASA NOAA Day at Duval High School in Lanham. WTOP's John Doman tells us that high school has an aerospace engineering program that is so well regarded, the two agencies are making it a point to recruit students at an early age.
The event gave these high school students a chance to speak with Rebecca Waddington, a hurricane hunter who flies planes through those storms for NOAA.
And it's just been these amazing opportunities that I didn't know were possible.
And as this pilot, paid to fly through massive storms, looked around the aerospace engineering classroom, designed as an airplane hangar.
There is a flight simulator behind me. I wish I had a flight simulator in high school. I think this is amazing.
Duval is one of the three national Magna Grand Prize Award winners chosen by the American School Board Journal for innovative programs. Congressman Glenn Ivey.
They get a huge head start over 99% of the other students in the country before they get to college.
At Duval High School in Lanham, John Dome in WTOP News.
All right, do you remember the cult movie favorite with very deep Maryland roots, the Blair Witch Project from 25 years ago? I know my partner here does.
Sure do.
It's making headlines again because the stars believe they should be getting a much bigger payout from the movie's success.
The search of the three missing Montgomery College students continues in Frederick County tonight.
Heather Donahue, Joshua Leonard, and Mike Williams say they were paid mere thousands for 1999's Blair Witch Project, even though it grossed $250 million, a record for an indie film at the time. Now that Lionsgate and Blumhouse have announced a reboot, they say they deserve retroactive compensation, as well as what they call meaningful consultation on the new movie. Blair Witch was shot in about a week on a budget of $60,000. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, we will sometimes share stories of the ways that WTOP staffers give back to the community. This afternoon, we're focusing on our own film critic, Jason Fraley. As you might imagine, he has a huge collection of DVDs. Now he's cleaning house, donating the movies to the Hyattsville branch of the Prince George's Memorial Library System on Adelphi Road.
2 decades ago, when I was a student at the University of Maryland in College Park, I would routinely head to the Hyattsville branch to rent classic movies. So when it recently came time to donate my DVD collection, it's the first place I thought of.
It's been an embarrassment of riches. Some of these have long been out of our collection, so having them back has been really nice.
Supervisor Heather Jackson says the DVDs are used for coffee and a classic.
We had a very good turnout for 12 Angry Men. We did a couple of your Hitchcocks. So it's been a really robust program. We've had good attendance at it.
They'll also screen for adults